The 2017 Great Yorkshire Show is in operation, and it's day three. And unlike previous years, where we've usually been around for day one, day two, and obviously day three as well, this time around, for a variety of reasons, we've just decided to celebrate the best of Yorkshire and, of course, the agricultural farming scene by coming to day three, because it's a very historic moment as far as Siren FM is concerned, down the Midwick Drive, and the general broadcasting world. Because Sue, not only do we welcome your good self, Sue Royce, back to the Great Yorkshire Show.
Thank you very much, Alex.
But we also, for his very first time in Yorkshire, the furthest north he's ever been, welcome. Who do we welcome, Sue?
Ben Lewis.
Ben, how does it feel to actually be in Yorkshire at the Great Yorkshire Show in Harrogate?
It's something words can't describe. You know, setting foot in Yorkshire the first time, doing my maiden voyage to Yorkshire. Overall, though, it looks absolutely fantastic. And looking at the schedule and what's to come, I'm very excited.
Well, in a few moments' time, our official first interviewee of the day will be the wonderful Anthony Mosley. And we'll find out from Anthony what he's kind of made of the New Look press area, which obviously under Joe Francisco is a different world. We've already spoken to Nigel Pulling about the changes that have been afforded. We've seen some already have been implemented. Interesting, of course, this year, as we were all informed by the Great Yorkshire Show website, they have introduced a fairly rigid security check. Even Spike actually was frisked today as we were actually sort of, you know, making our way to the press area.
He was indeed, and I was too, amongst all my hay fever bits and various other bits and bobs in a bag. I think it's one of those moments you dread as a person. Oh, I was at security. It's slightly embarrassing having to get all the rubbish away from your bag, but
no, it's reassuring to see that they've put these extra things in place to make sure that we're all safe.
It's a sign of the times, but nevertheless a welcome sign of the times. We're now going to be joined, as promised, by the awesomeness that is Anthony Mosley. And again, without whom, frankly, the whole agricultural show scene. In fact, Ben, let's face it, it was only an hour or so ago you said, is Anthony going to be there?
Yes, I did. I said, oh, are there any familiar faces from the Lincolnshire show will be there? I said, oh, I think Anthony might be there. Yes.
And thank the Lord that, as we've said, the press may have changed. I think there's only Penny who actually remains from the previous routine. Anthony, how's it been going? Now we're in day three.
Well, it's been a very hard show, this. I don't know how many days you guys have been here.
This is our first.
Right,
so
well,
we're bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. We're like the cavalry coming over the hill.
We had sort of monsoon weather the first day, and everything turned to mud. And then it was a lovely, fine, dry, hot day yesterday. So it's been rush, 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 catching up on things. So the first day show pictures are going to look all wet. And the second, it'll look like two different years. But anyway, having said that, yeah, it's been hard work, it's been very grueling, but it's been, you know, been full of different things, you know, as usual.
Great.
Sue?
Yes, I can imagine. I was looking at the weather forecast with trepidation and saw it was raining, yeah. I mean, what sort of, you know, as a photographer, what sort of challenges do you face when it does such a thing? I mean, clearly, you've got to do something, but what?
Well, you've got to use the rain, use the umbrellas, use the drips, accentuate, you know, that sort
it's
of thing.
A harsh way of referring to your fellow journalists, of course.
And but then on the other hand, you don't want to put everybody off by saying, you know, it's obviously it's terrible weather here. But you've got to do your best. And I mean, some of these animals are so beautifully prepared, and it's such a shame, you know, their coats are getting wet and things. So you just have to do your best in the circumstances.
Well, as you know, Anthony, we always feel at Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting we actually bring the sunshine, so we've specifically brought that along today. Your advice for Ben, as I say, it's not just his first time at the Great Yorkshire Show, it's his first time in Yorkshire. It's the furthest north he's ever been from Brighton.
Good Lord.
It's a milestone, isn't it? An absolute milestone.
These guys from sort of Brighton and the home counties, they don't get out much, do they?
Having said, I've only been here 10 minutes.
Having said that, of course, I've travelled up from Cornwall, so it's a fair old distance, and they don't think we get out much down there, but we do. Just to go to the show itself, and I'm going to be very sort of West Country. Tremendous amount of people who've travelled actually this far from Cornwall and Devon and have taken some of the major prizes at the show, and that will astound you. And in a moment I've got to go and photograph a young lady who's, I would think, I don't know her age, 17, 18 years old. She brought 5 Holsteins up here from Devon, and she's got 5 firsts.
Wow.
Pretty good. Plus the reserve interbreed beef champion came from Devon. two pigs from Cornwall, won major prizes. That's pretty good.
Showing the Yorkshireman up. But no, it does. I know from my livestock background, it really does take a massive amount of effort to get these animals ready for show. And, you know, they've travelled a long way. And it's not just a case of sticking them in a trailer and driving them all the way up. No, there's got to be rest breaks along the way and lots of official things and paperwork coming out of your ears for this sort of thing. So that's a good haul for her. I would imagine she's very pleased with that.
Yeah, very. And, of course, I rather feel now the Great Yorkshire Show is taking the place of the old Royal Show, because strategically we've got exhibitors, I mean, in all fields, coming from Scotland, coming from Wales, coming from East Anglia, the South West, like I mentioned, the South, and everybody sort of converges here. Yeah.
So I don't know if that helps, Ben. I mean, we haven't even mentioned the fashion show, all the lifestyle stuff that's actually taking place and so on.
Well, I shall be endearing and very involved today through my work, and I hopefully get a little bit of a flavour of what to expect. It'd be very nice to come back at it again, you know, following a fantastic day, hopefully.
And of course, the Lincolnshire show was a tremendous success this year. That sets the scene. I get the feeling actually it's almost nip and tuck in many ways. I mean, obviously you'll say the Western shows and various other factors as well, but as you mentioned, Anthony, given that the Royal went a few years ago, and if Yorkshire wished to maintain its great as the prefix, it couldn't be the Great Royal Show, it had to be either. Are we pretty much at the height of the show season here when it comes to quality of exhibitors and so on?
Yes, I would think so. I would think that the three major shows in this country now to attract the agricultural industry, and that's all aspects of it, are probably this one first, the Royal Three Counties, and then the Royal Welsh. Those three shows. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. I would entirely. Yeah, there are other agricultural shows.
Lincoln, for instance.
Yeah, and the East of England show was another one. But unfortunately, a lot of them are dropping by the wayside. I mean, you know, the Royal Smithfield going was a travesty. But you know, it is a sign.
Great news for vegetarians, sir.
Yes, it's like the dinosaurs. It's adapt or die. So you know, although I sort of sniff when it comes to sort of fashion shows and other such things, it is a necessary thing that brings people in. And if it brings people in and they actually go and see the livestock and they go and see the tractors and the combine harvesters and other such things, you know, it can't be a bad thing. So it's just a pity that some shows have gone down that wrong path. They've come away from the tradition of what it actually is to be an agricultural show. Thankfully, that's not the case here, and it's not the case in Lincoln, which is merciful.
And of course, the children learn that milk doesn't come from a bottle.
Oh, don't. No, an egg.
Or a supermarket.
And eggs don't come from cows. No. Oh, dear.
Anthony, where can people find your work on the web? It's time for your shameless publicity plug, which clearly Ben, as our social media expert, will be saying, yes, go now, go to this source.
www.anthonymosley-photographer.co.uk. Thank you.
That'll do that one. And then, what did you say to me you wanted one with the little one?
Now, in case you're wondering in terms of what's happened at present, we're very fortunate to be sharing the excitement of a genuine Anthony Mosley photo shoot with some fantastically prize-winning entrants into the cattle area. First prize, of course. We'll be speaking to both these fine folk in a few moments. And the sounds that actually Anthony is making, obviously it's part of the technique that we hear on a regular basis. I'll just actually ask Sue. Sue, is it typical when photographing cattle to actually make like a cow? Or a bull?
Well, it depends whether you're asking me with my media head on or whether you're asking me with my farmer's daughter's head on. I'm standing looking quite bemused at all this going on.
Here we are.
Hello, 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 hello. Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I know why he's doing it. He's doing it so that the cow opens its eyes and flicks its ears and looks fabulous. But as a farmer's daughter, watching somebody do this to an animal is really amusing.
It's extraordinary. We'll just actually move Anthony in, if that's okay. Anthony, the technique, the cow sounds.
The mooing. It's just to bring the ears forward on the heifer there.
Brilliant.
Just so that she perks up.
And would you like to formally introduce these two fantastic folk? We're just having about to have a few words with
these, young ladies. You'll have to ask them. They'll tell you. But Panda Holsteins from Devon, Molly and Amy, and this little one is Rosie's just 9 months old.
Wow.
Okay. They won at Three Counties the interbreed, and I believe we're talking five firsts in the Holsteins here. But please talk to Molly.
First of all, many, many congratulations, Molly. We're honoured to be with you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. No, we feel privileged to be part of such a good event, and everyone's very nice up here, and we've enjoyed the show very much.
So. Has this been your first time at the Great Yorkshire Show, though?
Yes, yeah. We wanted to exhibit at a big county show, so we decided to make the trek up here.
Go for the biggest.
Yeah. Why not?
Did you, in your wildest dreams, I mean, you must have had a sort of sneaking sense of confidence, but did you really think, actually, five firsts?
No, I thought I'd enter five classes in the hope we'd end up with one ribbon. We weren't expecting five firsts, so we're very happy with that. It will help market the Panda prefix up here as well.
Sue?
Have you always been doing this? Because I'm a farmer's daughter, so when I was old enough to stand up, it was here, stand there. When I was old enough to walk, it was here, hold that.
That's why Rosie's on the team, obviously.
As a small child, I used to help to show my dad's set of butcher's lambs. So I used, me and my twin sister used to be on either side, and my mother used to be in the middle. So have you always been doing this? Because I must say, cows are a completely different deal to sheep, and I have always been in somewhat admiration of people who hold on to a cow that really doesn't want to be there. And I have to say, your little Holstein, I don't know her name. Has she got a name?
Star.
Star. Well,
she is one.
A star, because she's really coped very well with all the mooings and the yarring and things.
They actually love it. But no, I've been born and bred on a dairy farm with my parents. They sold up in 2007, and basically I went to Canada for 4 years and tried to start my own herd up 5 years ago, and this is sort of how we're doing, basically.
And I do believe you actually come from further south than actually Ben, who's also experiencing his first Great Yorkshire Show from Brighton. Ben, questions for yourself?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely stunning cow. What's the sort of main sort of routine you have on a daily basis with her in terms of maintaining her, and how do you sort of get her to the level she is now?
So we've every day I'm up at 4:30 in the morning looking after, obviously, the cows and the rest of the young stock I've got at home. But she gets washed every day. So since January this year, she's had a bath most days. And I do a lot of clipping on her to get the coat right, a lot of feeding.
And something which always surprised me, as much as actually Anthony's mooing in many ways, do you use the hairdryer to actually get the coat sorted out? I mean, is it the full hairdryer treatment on the morning of the show?
Yeah, so at the show, she'll have a bath. We bathed her at 4:45 yesterday morning before her show. Once she was dry, I blew all of her top line up, and then you set it with some glue, really just to try and enhance the best parts of the animal.
And continue some there. Well, I mean, again, I'm blown away for you. I think you've done extremely well. Is it a case of triumphalism, or are you going in the full parade of champions? What's the official line for the rest of the day?
Well, enjoy the rest of the day. Hopefully talk to possible customers, looking at some of our genetics, and enjoy the show.
Well, congratulations. Many thanks again. I know social media will be sort of awash with all sorts of things from that point of view. Well done. And is there a website that you actually have that you'd like to sort of share with all this stuff?
Yeah, well, we're on Facebook, Panda Holsteins, and we've also got a website, www.pandaholsteins.com. So find us.
planning for the Great Yorkshire Show 2018?
Definitely. Yeah, we just thought we'd bring a couple of calves up this year to see what it's like, but we will be coming back again.
Anthony has just provided an absolutely outstanding introduction again to a fabulous groover. Now I was thinking some sort of disco person was coming across, but no. Anthony, would you like to just formally introduce this fine soul, R. Coles?
Well, R. Coles is Reg Coles, and he provides a unique service to farmers, particularly in the dairy industry, but all farmers, where they've got a lot of concrete that livestock can slip over and damage themselves and hurt themselves. And it's a great health and safety benefit. But just imagine you put up a building that costs, I don't know, 300,000, £500,000. You don't want some cowboy coming in and messing up the floor and ruining it. Reg Coles provides a service which is almost to the level of an artist in the way he works, and the cattle don't slip over afterwards because he's grooved it so beautifully. But more from him, I mean...
So Reg,
he's from Somerset.
Well, and from Somerset. So Reg,
West country again.
A delight touching base with yourself. We can see some of the photographs, obviously, on the stand here of the excellent work that you do. Just for the benefit of people who aren't familiar with the importance, as Anthony just said, of grooving for cattle, just talk us through the process.
Well, we start off with a clean floor, and then I just put down a mark to start with, then cut the grooves in that, follow that, and there's five passes on each groove to get the depth. Keep it straight, it's one of the main things, and end up with a perfectly natural floor that's all the same distance apart and same depth.
And clearly from the cattle's point of view, because we know that happy cattle are healthy cattle, they give better milk, they give better products as a result of being there. All the images we're seeing here in terms of concrete grooving kind of demonstrate that actually they're not going to sort of break their hooves, they're going to be sort of safe and secure.
Yes, yes.
So what led you to actually enter this particular business and become, as Anthony's rightly said, the Michelangelo of concrete grooving?
Well, I looked around in the southwest when I started doing it, and I couldn't find anybody that was doing a decent job and making a good job of what they were doing. So I thought, well, I'll get some machines and try it out, and still doing it 22 years later.
Success breeds success. Sue?
Do you find as much call for it?
Yes. I've got a full order book all the time, probably about 12 months of work in front of me. But anyone in trouble, well, we try and pull the stops out and get them sorted out first.
It's the R. Coles Emergency Service. It's fantastic. Ben?
Yeah, I was wondering, obviously, you've come to the Yorkshire show, Great Yorkshire Show. Is it a countrywide sort of need? I know obviously, you're from Somerset yourself, but is your business sort of expanding to a nationwide level?
Yes, it's been nationwide for a long time, and I've even been as far as Germany.
Good heavens. International.
International, that's right. I've done this show for a few years now, but you've got to keep your face in front of people.
Which is clearly part of the agricultural show scene, the expo, in essence. So as somebody who's a seasoned pro when it comes to the Great Yorkshire Show, how does 2017 compare with previous years?
I think about average,
yeah.
A little bit slower perhaps, but, well, it's a sign of the times, isn't it?
It's true, but at least we're still going. Sue, any other thoughts?
I'm just looking at the pictures of this. I actually thought that, because I'm a sheep farmer's daughter, so I've seen this before, but I thought that this was all already done, as if already fabricated.
Prefabricated.
I hadn't actually realised that were people like you who actually come to a shed and groove it all in. So I'm absolutely amazed. Actually, yes, as you say, how artistic it can be.
Well, it's all done freehand. As I said, I've one mark to start with, and then I can go whole length of a shed, 100 and odd feet, metres long, and it's all the same.
What was it that actually drew you to this particular occupation, Reg? I mean, you know, when you were a child at school, did you always say, I want to be a groover, and the teacher got confused and thought you want to be a disc jockey?
I don't know the answer to it. I haven't thought about that.
I mean, has it run in the family before? I mean, you're the first one to develop the
process. Yes, first one to be doing this.
And actually, as a photographer, does it kind of help your sort of assistance?
Oh, I was amazed. I was really blown over when I first started working with Reg. And I'll just show you, if you guys come just across here. This is what I mean by the artistry. If you've got a fine estate, it doesn't translate to radio, but that's a doorway.
I recognise that name.
No, that's a doorway down there. And the finish. Now, you can see sort of people who don't know about grooving or companies that try and put some sort of pattern in the contract. They'd never finish a doorway like that, you know. It's beautifully done. And, I mean, if you've got an 18th century farm, you know, with beautiful old barns and things, that's what you want. But it does the job. And this is slatting and that type of thing, which drains as well, you see. And what we're depicting here, what Reg has allowed me to do, is... not only top herds, you know, with people who have won with their cattle that have been brought up on Reggie's grooving, but also commercial herds like the Ayrshires there that are just working herds And there we are. But it's amazing, yeah.
Well, I think actually, Reg, you need to use the prefix Renaissance, as in Renaissance Reg, Groover Extraordinaire. Well done. How can people get in touch with the good self? Do you have a website, or is it just a case of the traditional telephone?
No, I haven't got a website properly, because I'm never by it to look at it anyway.
Makes perfect sense.
So it's shows and telephone number.
And after the Great Yorkshire, where does the Arcole's Agricultural Services bandwagon roll on to?
It rolls on to the Royal Welsh, which is in fortnight's time.
And we've passed the Royal Highland, haven't we? That was a couple of weeks ago. Did you go up to the Royal Highland, to Scotland?
No.
Good dots.
Don't do that.
No, we wouldn't want to do the Scots different than that. Reg, fantastic touching base with a good self. And Anthony, thank you very much. I can't believe we've left this in previous years. We've never actually found this magic before. It's great stuff.
I know. Well, it's jolly good. It's very kind of you to come along and actually see all these people from the West Country, and put a bit of an emphasis for them. They'll love it. Yeah, it's fine.
Charles is back with us. Yes, of course, the whole essence of the whole Roche show director extraordinaire. It's a delight as ever to touch base with good self. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Another successful show. The general buzz is good. We've just spoken to the winner of 5 firsts in the dairy competition. It's a really outstanding sort of production. So well done.
Yes, well, no, things are going nicely. Yeah, they've gone very well this year.
Sue, thoughts from yourself?
What have been your highlights of the show so far?
Opening up, day one. Was obviously a highlight. We've got to the point where we've another show coming on.
Exactly. And of course you've got the fabulous Jo Francisco doing duties now, so it's a whole new world. She's giving you personal escort, which is wonderful.
Oh, yeah, she's great, is Jo. Brought a whole new, different sort of face to the society.
So this is your third year, Charles, I believe. Is that right, in terms of being show director?
No, second.
Second? Oh, she passes so quickly, etc. Ben, thoughts from yourself, because it's Ben's first ever show.
Yeah, it's my first ever show, and first ever steps into Yorkshire today. So, yeah.
Nigel was shocked. Nigel Pulling was actually shocked when we did that piece. Yeah.
No, honestly, it's absolutely amazing. The buzz is very good. And I'm very much looking forward to what's installed for the rest of the day. We've already met a few cattle, as Alex has just rightly mentioned. And honestly, the competition, the way we saw them earlier, it looks astounding. You know, the amount of effort these people go to and how serious, obviously, the competition is. I think it's amazing. I think it's fantastic.
It remains the Great Yorkshire Show, Charles.
It does indeed. Very great.
Many thanks indeed. Take care. And who knows, we'll catch up probably Countryside Live.
We will, with a bit of luck. Thank you.
Well, Sue's actually just been commenting on how difficult it is to actually lead one of these wonderful beasts. And we're fortunate enough to be joined now by a fine individual whose name is...
Katie.
Katie, share with us. You've got the ring through the nose. You've gently moving the thing along. What's the issue that Sue has?
It's basically just trying to get them to come with you as you walk. You just have to gently tug a little bit on their nose, and it just brings them on. It just makes them think you're in control. So
there we are, Sue.
And it's a very big boy. Does it have
she's
a name?
A girl.
Oh, girl.
A girl, yeah.
Gosh, she's got a fair...
Sue, a farmer's daughter, and you haven't sussed the difference.
A fair derriere.
I think it's what made that is correct, yeah.
Which suggests it's beef, obviously,
yes,
from that point of view.
And she's a pedigree British Blue. Right. Yeah, we got a second with her yesterday in the maiden heifer class. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. And have you travelled far to the Great Yorkshire this year?
Just from near Moulton, so about an hour away. It's not far.
So it's quite a change, actually. Oh. Always good. In terms of the show itself, how's it been for yourself? I mean, obviously reasonable, but presumably you would like to first?
No, I was happy with the second. I was absolutely chuffed. Yeah. And everyone's been all right.
Have you clocked up many Yorkshire shows over the years?
This is my third one with the pedigrees, yeah. I've been to 5, but this is my third show.
Well, it's nice to have some genuine Yorkshire material coming through there. I'm getting nice little breaths from it. Do we have a name here?
She's called Lucy.
Lucy, yeah. There we are, Lucy.
I must say, Lucy, you're a very well-behaved cow.
She tries.
Well, Lucy and Katie, many thanks indeed. Enjoy the rest of the day, and who knows, we'll catch up at the end in various other shows.
Thank you.